Welcome. This is Trevor Hoskisson, clinical hypnotherapist at the Harley Street Hypnotherapy Clinic, London. Let me tell you a little bit about hypnosis. First off, you will not feel hypnotized, nor will you feel out of control. This is a little confusing, especially if you've ever seen a stage show. You see these people on stage, and they do all these crazy things. The funny thing is, if you were to ask them after the show if they were hypnotized, most of them would invariably say no. If you were to ask them why, they would say something like, "Well, I heard everything, and I was in total control." There seems to be this myth out there that when you become hypnotized, you aren't supposed to hear anything. But nothing could be further from the truth. The reality is, you will hear everything I say to you. Now, from time to time, you may drift off in thought and not pay attention to what I say. But that happens all the time anyway. It's completely normal. Even though you may not be paying attention, you will be still hearing what I'm saying. And even if you fall off to sleep, your unconscious mind will still hear all my words. Now, the second thing that people always think about hypnosis is that they will be out of control, and the hypnotist could make them do things they don't want to do. Nothing could be further from the truth. Remember those people on stage? They volunteered, didn't they? The first thing the hypnotist would have said would be something like, "I only want people to come on stage who want to have fun, who are prepared to play full out and to be totally outrageous." So they volunteered to have fun, and the hypnosis just made it a lot more easier for them to have the fun. They will only accept the suggestions from the hypnotist that they want to accept. The moment the hypnotist tells them to do something they don't want to do, they will either refuse the suggestion, or even snap out of the hypnotic state. You are in total control during hypnosis. In fact, think about it. If I could control people's minds and make them do things against their will, do you really think I'd be here right now? No. I'd be having a lot more fun. I'd be going to the political leaders of the world and be hypnotizing them to disarm their weapons and get along with each other. I'd be going into our school systems and hypnotizing children to be nice to each other and do their homework, and eat healthy foods. I'd be hypnotizing the political conglomerates that are cutting down our rainforests, and I'd get them to stop destroying our Earth's natural resources. Frankly, I wish I could control people's minds, but I can't. So I hope that we are in agreement that you will hear everything and remain in total control. Now, you're probably wondering what hypnosis is, if it's not about going deaf and losing control. The reason hypnosis works so well is because the body responds to the commands from the mind, much like a robot responds to commands from the programmer. You are in charge. You tell your body what to do. Here's a great example. When you read a book, do you generate emotions inside your body? Of course you do. It's almost as if you were actually in the storyline itself. And what is an emotion? An emotion is a biochemical change. Now, would you ever say for a moment that the words on the page created the biochemical changes in your body? No, of course not. Well, what did? It was your interpretation of the words. You used your imagination and interpreted the words in such a way that it created a thought, and that thought became so realistic your body created a biochemical shift inside, as if you were actually involved in the story itself. Now, would you ever read a book like this? "This isn't happening. This is stupid. I'm not there right now. They aren't real. And this isn't really going on." No, of course not. That would be crazy. But guess what? I have people come to my consulting room, and some of those people, despite me having a good long chat to them beforehand, sit down and say, this isn't happening. I'm not floating on the cloud. I'm not hypnotized. There's no relaxing waterfall in this room. This isn't really going on at all. Well, can you imagine that? These people are wasting their time and money. And that's not very bright, is it? Look, I know there are no waterfalls. I know you aren't really floating around on a cloud. I just want you to imagine you are. Just let your imagination run free, like when you're reading a book. There are two keys to having a good hypnotherapy session. One is to relax totally, and the other is to use your imagination to the fullest. Let me give you a quick example. Close your eyes. I want you to imagine that you are in your house and you walk into the kitchen. Perhaps you can imagine the feeling of the floor against your feet. As you walk to the refrigerator, I want you to imagine reaching your hand out, grabbing the handle and giving the door a slight tug. You can feel the magnets holding the seal at first, but soon you hear that all too familiar sound of the refrigerator door opening. Perhaps you could just imagine the feeling of the cool air greeting your skin. And of course the little light comes on. And inside, I want you to just pretend that there is a bowl of fresh, ripe, juicy yellow lemons inside. As you pretend to pick up one of those lemons with your hand, you can imagine the feeling of the cool rind resting in the palm of your hand. Now I want you to imagine going over to the countertop and taking out your favourite paring knife. Just imagine slicing the lemon into four evenly sliced wedges. Perhaps you can pretend to hear the sound of the lemon tearing as the knife cuts its way through the fibres of the lemon. Juices squirt out on the countertop, and as you pick up one of the lemon wedges between your thumb and forefinger, just pretend there is juice dripping down onto the palm of your hand. You can imagine seeing the seeds hiding in between the fibres of the lemon. And now I want you to imagine placing the lemon wedge in your mouth, and as you bite down, your teeth separate the fruit from the rind, and you begin chewing that tangy, bitter lemon in your mouth. Okay, now open your eyes. Notice that the amount of saliva in your mouth increased. Now, was there really a lemon there? No, but the robot thought so, didn't it? Now, I know it's just spit, but it's a chemical. It's just a chemical that we can produce instantly without having to take a blood test to measure. But the same thing can be done with blood pressure, hormone levels, or any other biochemical process. The reason hypnosis works so well is because it creates thoughts that are so realistic, the body responds biochemically.